4:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. I'm telling you, the weather is nice, low 80s, not terrible humidity. We're probably going to have a couple of showers passing through just a little bit later, and just, you know, be aware of it. Nothing terrible, just a pleasant sort of a shower. Cool things off just a little bit. All right. I am very happy to tell you that we've got racing coming back to Richmond Raceway Complex in the not-too-distant future, and I wanted to get the lowdown on all of it, and who better than Lori Warren, who is the president over there at Richmond Raceway, does an amazing job, and just always happy to chat with her. Lori, thanks for dropping by.
Hey, thanks. I really appreciate that you guys are having me back. It's always fun to talk with you.
Well, we love what you're doing over there. And before we do anything else, let me say congratulations to you, because I saw that Governor Youngkin recognized you as exactly the person who needed to be on this tourism commission, and you've been appointed to that. That's pretty cool.
It was. It's a true honor. I have just been so incredibly grateful for all the support that the governor and his team, Secretary Karen Merrick, and all of the team have been showing and displaying to the raceway in particular. But I'm also just incredibly prideful of being in this great Commonwealth. Born and raised here, you know, we're both from Hanover. And so it's wonderful to be able to help grow the Commonwealth and expand domestic and international travel in some cases, and generate revenue and employment in Virginia. That's always a special thing, and if I can contribute in a small way, I'm really honored to do it, and I was just super grateful for that.
Well, I think the governor picked exactly the right woman for that job, and I want everybody to know that despite what some people think, there's no big salary, there's no palatial office, this is all your time, and it's a good indication of just how much you care about this community that you're willing to devote even more time to helping. So thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, that means a lot. I really appreciate that. You know, you and I both feel like, you know, in order to have great partners, you need to be a great partner in the community. And you do so much for the community as well. I know you've had an event just, I believe, this past weekend that you were a part of, but probably more than one, knowing you. But it is special if you can contribute and give back. And, you know, I was very humbled and honored to accept that appointment.
Well, we're proud to have you there. We're also very happy about the fact NASCAR is coming back. Now, correct me if I am wrong. We've got a truck race and a car race. Is that right?
Absolutely. It is coming back August 10th and 11th. Okay. We've got the Clean Harbors 250 at 7:30 on August 10th. And, of course, that's a night race. It's special. It's under the lights. But we're also bringing back night racing, Jeff, on August 11th at 6 p.m. right here. And, you know, that's what's made Richmond over the years, and the fans have been asking for it. It went away for a few years, but NASCAR always listens to its fans, and I'm really glad that they heard them in this case, because, you know, it's just the magic that happens, especially at Richmond Raceway, under the lights. There's just not much more special than that in this region. It's pretty cool.
It is really cool, and I did not grow up as a NASCAR fan per se, so when I first was able to experience that, I just thought, well, you know, it's going to be racing, but the lights are going to be off, and then you get out there and you go, oh my gosh, this is an experience above and beyond anything else.
Yeah, it is. I wasn't necessarily raised a racing fan, but my grandfather would help park cars here when I was a younger girl. When I was three or 4 years old, he would ask me to come and help him. I wasn't very much help, but I would help him park the cars. I'd sort of sit on his shoulders and help him do it. And it was a way that he could experience the racing. He couldn't really afford to always come, but it was a way that he could. And it was just a special memory that I had with him. And now, you know, cut to meeting my husband a few years later, obviously. he introduced me to the actual sport. He was a huge racing fan. He would travel all over, especially the Mid-Atlantic, and watch races. And it's kind of funny. I actually have, to surprise him for our wedding, he was a huge Dale Earnhardt fan. So my mother did not necessarily want racing to be part of, you know, a very Southern wedding, right? But I had to sneak a little element of racing in, and I have a wedding garter that is the number 3 wedding garter hanging in my office right now, actually, but for all to make fun of. I know. So yeah, I wasn't raised it, but I learned it about 30 years ago, and I've been a fan ever since.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I think there are a lot of us who may not have been raised on it, but boy, we've come to appreciate it, and especially at Richmond Raceway. It's a very unique track, and doing it under the lights. Mm-hmm. Are there still tickets available? This, because we're only like 2 weeks out.
Yeah, we're in it. In fact, the campers move here a week from tomorrow, and I move on to the property as well. There are definitely still tickets that people can get. RichmondRaceway.com. That's the easiest way to pick the tickets that are best for you, and there's not a bad seat in there. Right. You know, what's cool about this event and what's so magical is that before you even get in to experience the actual sport, we have a huge fan zone that we've actually, amplified this summer, that includes food and music. And this year we're actually adding a portion called Richmond Road, and it's featuring about 20 local businesses that have experiences as well. There's going to be giveaways in there. We wanted to make sure that we could highlight the great stuff going on in the community here. When people are coming from all 50 states and other countries, we want to make sure that Richmond and the region is really highlighted in a special way for our fans, and that's going to be found in our fan zone. It's going to be a really cool feature this time.
Oh my gosh, I love this. Now, I want to let everybody know we've got two races. The first one, Clean Harbors 250, the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. That's Saturday, August the 10th, 7:30. And then the Cookout 400 NASCAR Cup Series, that's Sunday, August the 11th at 6 p.m. Now, Cookout, is there going to be any cooking out at all, or is it just an event?
Is a Cookout, you know, the milkshake, the barbecue, the hamburger place around here. So they're you know, I think they have something like 38 locations in this area. And if they added another 38, I wouldn't be unhappy. but they're bringing their milkshakes. In fact, at Victory Lane, where we have our winner, we will be serving the best milkshakes to all the people there. So it'll be fun to have them. They're back again as the entitlement sponsor, and they're always wonderful partners.
Oh, that is so cool. Yeah, they are the best milkshakes, without a doubt. Now, tell me a little bit. You know, we were talking a little bit here about being part of the community and just standing up and saying, I think I could speak for you as well, we love this area, we love the people, we love the community, we try and give back. Richmond Raceway is involved in a lot of community activities aside from just hosting races. You want to give everybody just a little sneak peek on that?
Sure, yeah. And what's really exciting about the week of racing, that right before it comes, we love to work with our community partners. And on Tuesday night, not this Tuesday, but next Tuesday, when everyone moves in, of course, you, I'm sure, know it's National Night Out.
Yep.
So we will be making sure that we are a great participant in that with the area. And so we'll be doing some special things here from 5 to 6 o'clock that night. We're doing track laps for charity in partnership with the Autism Society of Virginia. And what that means is people can bring their own car down to our racetrack for a $20 donation, and you get to drive 5 laps around our track in your vehicle. I just think it's such a cool thing for anyone to experience. Pile the kids in, put it on social media. It's such a fun time. We really have a great time. We even have a Jeep group that comes out and brings about 100 Jeeps, and they are just decorated. It's so fun. Well, but it's all for a great cause. And then lastly, we are doing a track walk for mental health.
Okay.
It's called On Track for Mental Health. And that's partnering with the Cameron Gallagher Foundation. And that's the morning of our race on August 11th. It's a great organization, really special and impactful work that they're doing here to emphasize teenage mental health.
Wow, I love that. Now, the Cameron Gallagher Foundation, we have a connection because some of his family actually lives in our community, and so we know about that. Mm-hmm. The Autism Society, to get 5 laps on the track. Now the only thing is, you know, Lori, I'm a suburban married dad. Can I really show up there in the minivan with the, you know, with the coffee in the holder and the whole bit?
Absolutely. Bring the station wagon, bring the minivan, bring the sports car. I know you want to be driving.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Yeah, you know, you can bring anything, and we do see anything and everything down there. Don't worry about what you're driving. It's just a fun and special time to drive around the racetrack and support, you know, a good cause. We have a lot of fun and do a lot of good.
Is that something, do you know off the top of your head, do we need to reach out to the Autism Society first to register, or can we just show up and say, hey, here's my money, let me go on the track?
We have registration right on our website, so if you go to richmondraceway.com, there's registration there. You certainly can show up. It's okay, but we prefer you register in advance so we can prepare all the fun things for all the people that are coming.
Wow.
So that absolutely, yeah.
I love it. All right, so here's what we need to do. Remind everybody, Lori, because you're very, very good at this, we're less than 2 weeks away. Tell us one more time the races, the dates, the times, and most importantly, how do we get ourselves some tickets?
Awesome. Well, you can first of all go to richmondraceway.com and grab some tickets. You're always welcome to come visit us here at the office as well, and we can help you through that. But you're more than welcome to go online. That's the easiest way to pick the best seats. We have the Clean Harbors 250 on August 10th at 7:30 at night. It's going to be the truck race, and it's wonderful. It's super action-packed. And then the very next night, we have the Cookout 400. It's back under the lights. August 11th at 6 p.m., and we cannot wait to have everyone join us. It's going to be an incredible time for the region.
I love it. Lori, I thank you for being here. Again, thank you and congratulations for that big-time appointment from the governor. Nobody better to help people around the world know about Central Virginia than you. He did exactly the right thing in tapping you for that board, and thank you for doing it. It's just
Absolutely.
Good to see. Really is.
Thank you so much. You make me feel so good. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate you.
All right. Thanks. That is Lori Warren. Lori is the president, the CEO, the chief of chiefs. I don't know exactly what the title is, but she is the woman who is in charge of Richmond Raceway Complex. Does an amazing job, an absolutely incredible job. Nobody better. And as I mentioned, Governor Young can do that and has now appointed her to the State Tourism Commission. So she's going to be bringing more people here to Central Virginia. And check out the Richmond Raceway website. Get your tickets. Go out. Enjoy some racing under the stars. And I think that's a really cool thing to help the Autism Society as well. Take your personal car out on the track. I think that would be a lot of fun. 445, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.